Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
We have a liftoff.
Sports Radio 610 presents
The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, Dirty's not here, but B. Scott.
That's right.
Show and crazy-ass Collins in the building. As T. Mill is out.
Where does this crazy come from, man?
It just came to me. Hey, man, sit back and just accept it now. All right? Crazy-ass Colin is in the building, and we are in the building. That is the latest. We are here. Boomer Jacks in Webster. Give it up again. We're having a good time out here. People are buying other people's shots for some reason, but we're having a great time out here. And by the way, Clint, if you are listening, Kim is on your ass now. Kim said, I've been waiting for y'all to come to my side of town, and where the hell is Dirty Red? All right. You're going to have to make that up. Kim is hot. Shout out to Kim and everybody else who's come out. We've had a good time again. Still, if you're in the building or you're on your way, because it's only 5 o'clock, we'll be here till 6, you can still win our big prize, a pair of tickets to the Texans-Colts game, which hopefully matters. A pair of tickets.
We'll see.
Yeah, you're right. But a pair of tickets to the Colts-Texans game coming up later on. You can win that. Put a ticket in our raffle box, and you got a chance to win those tickets. And if you are in the building and you've not grabbed one of our commemorative glasses, we do have one for the drive. Those are free. Those you can just walk up and grab and take home with you. We're doing a full set. There's one from Payne and Pendergast, one from In the Loop, one from The Drive, one from Area 45. You have a chance to win those. All right, let's get down to it. B. Scott, the final injury report, at least the final of the week right now, is out, and we'll let you know where we are with the Texans because they did add a couple more to the injured list. We knew on Thursday, DeMeco Ryans, the head coach, spoke to the media and said that C.J. Stroud, Jalen Petrie, and Kyahmi Fairbairn would be out of this game. They missed the last game. They would be out. Those two, Stroud and Petrie, still in concussion protocol. And then Fairbairn struggling with that right quad. But there is an addition. Harrison Bryant.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Damon Arnett.
Well, I was going to get to it. Harrison Bryant, more important of the two. Damon had a hell of a tackle.
What happened to Damon Arnett, man?
He had a hell of a tackle on special teams. One of the only few people who got tackles on special teams. Anyway, Harrison Bryant, who has been the backup tight end, he is out of this game. He has not practiced all week, a neck shoulder issue. And then, as Brandon said, Damon Arnett, he is out with an ankle injury. He just showed up on the injury report.
Yeah, just popped up on there. I don't know where.
He messed himself up there. Ed Ingram, who missed last game with the knee, he was limited today, but he is listed as questionable. Jakob Johnson, the fullback, is questionable. And then Cade Stover, so that's important. With Harrison Bryant out, Cade Stover has practiced all week. He's been a full participant the last, I think.
Just today.
Was limited, but been a full participant today. He is questionable. You would assume he probably goes in this thing. Other good news, there is no designation for Dalton Schultz, who practiced for the first time this week. He was a little sick in the shoulder. He will go. No designation under him, and everybody else should be a go in this game. Harrison Bryant is the new one. Cade Stover back. Is this that works, right? That swap out, that feels like it. And Cade Stover, if he's the Cade Stover that he was before he got injured, it's actually an upgrade over this.
I'm so glad that you actually said that, because I didn't have the heart to say it in the previous segment when you were saying that there's nothing positive that could happen, because I didn't feel like this was significant enough to bring up to that point. But I do think that if you can get Cade Stover back into the mix, that's a small incremental positive that you could point to for the Texans. Even if, like you say, Cade Stover and let's say Harrison Bryant does come back, might we see the end of or maybe a limiting of this jumbo package? Maybe they don't feel like they need to do that as much, even though they found some success with it. So Cade Stover as kind of this underrated missing element to their offense. I don't want to overstate it, but I do think that there's something there.
Yeah, so that is that's the injury report from the Texans side of things. Xavier Woods is the only player, the starting safety for the Titans. It doesn't matter. But the starting safety for the Titans.
No, he's not going to save them.
He missed several games here. He is out. But Jeffrey Simmons is listed as questionable. And Cam, a.k.a. Calvin Ridley, he is also listed as questionable with the hamstring. Again, they're going to come in and get their asses kicked at home, so it really doesn't matter. But I am just giving you
they are not. So you're saying they're not an Xavier Woods away from being able to beat the Texans or anybody for that matter?
They are a half a quarter from throwing it in. They get Davis Mills and company goes down and drives it in for a touchdown, and they get a stop. It's over.
There's the positive that you missed. The rivalry that you're talking about, the hatred that exists between the Texans and the Titans.
I get it.
The possibility and likelihood of putting your foot on the neck and on the throat of your rival. Throwing salt in the wood. Insult to injury.
You're right.
Drowning them bastards, if you will.
Do something to where Hannah McNair has the ability to show her ass.
Yes.
Like, do something, because Hannah sure will.
Give Hannah a reason.
Give her a reason.
Give Hannah a reason to gritty right in front of the 80 Amy Adams Strunk box or whatever, wherever she watches the game.
I want her to stand up for the box she's watching, and I want her to stand up and point towards Amy's box the way Gary Bertier pointed to that coach on Remember the Titans.
Yes.
Just point to her. Yeah, give her that. Yeah, we could do that. Yeah, add to it.
So that would be good.
So they can show their ass. But outside of that, it's
not much. Not much happening.
Yeah, Cade Stover looks like he'll be back. Harrison Bryant added to the list of players who will be out.
The fake Oilers.
5 o'clock fire.
I see you, Colin. Feeling good over there. All right, tonight, Tyler's not here, but his favorite NBA Cup play. There is nothing that gets Tyler Milner more excited than NBA play cup tonight.
The Rockets. He's cuddled up next to a TV right now.
Can't wait. Yeah, he's in Nashville, but he doesn't, because he left at 7. How drunk is Tyler right now? Ooh. He left at 7.
Incoherent.
But he is going to find his way to a TV to watch this NBA Cup. He's told me something about them floors gets him going. The Rockets host the Blazers tonight at Toyota Center. To me, this is another one of those teams. Obviously, it's 82 games, and you have kind of ups and downs. But to me, this is another one of those teams that the Rockets are a better basketball team at home and they should take care of. And to me, what I love about watching the Rockets, and I think this is another game where this continues, is they just have so many answers that they can bring to the table, where you look up there and there is no team in the league that is more primed to having 5-6 guys in double figures more than the Rockets.
Yeah, they don't have they're the number one offense in basketball right now. They don't have a weakness offensively to speak of, and their weakest offensive player provides offensive value for you in Steven Adams. Like, Steven Adams, and I guess you could say Amen Thompson, is the only two guys that can't shoot, but obviously Thompson is who he is. We understand that. And then Steven Adams creates all of these extra opportunities for you to shoot the basketball. So they don't have, really to a man, a weakness offensively, and everybody is either a star or a star in their role so far. When they play a game like this against the Portland Trailblazers that you expect them to win, the thing that I'm looking out for are the others, the guys like Reed Shepherd, who has come up big in the last few games, the Tari Eason's of the world, the other guys around Kevin Durant, Alperen Şengün, and Amen Thompson. That's what I want to see. I want to see how they play in a game like this.
Let me how many guys on this team are you comfortable saying any given night, like realistically, not like crazy, any given night can give you 20?
Let's count them. Let's go. Obviously, Amen Thompson, Alperen Şengün, Kevin Durant. I think that Jabari Smith Jr. can give you 20 on any given night. I think that Reed Shepherd can give you 20 on any given night. I've gotten to five already. So there's at least five. And then Tari Eason, if he's shooting threes the way he has on most games that are not the Milwaukee game or the first two games of the season, that's six guys right there. That's six. At least six, and I might even be leaving somebody out, but I'll give you six right there. And then Dorian Finney-Smith obviously hasn't played
yet, he's
not healthy, but I would even throw him in there as a potential seventh.
I'm with you. All those guys you named, it's not like, oh, way.
No.
They just went great. Like, they can go and
score.
Can
legit give it to you, yep.
And that's the thing that the Rockets bring to the table is, all right, I'm going to take away Kevin. First off, you can't fully take him away. But then, like, Kevin and Şengün are two guys that just teams just don't have matchups for, right? Hell, we watched the Spurs, and they got the best defensive player in the sport.
Yeah.
In Wemby. And
we watched the Bucks try to guard Alpi with Giannis, Giannis at the end of the game, and he put him in a blender.
And he still gets what he wants to get.
Yeah.
Before we move on, because I know with the Rockets we could get going, I've had to adjust how I watch the Rockets in defensive basketball. Like the way that they play defense, they are an offensive team now.
Yes,
and I agree with that. When you watch them and you play defense, because it's so hard. They were built on like gritty toughness. They'll make this sucker 101-98.
Yep.
They're gonna do this. They'll run. They're an offensive team now.
Yeah,
and
I like it better here.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I like it better here.
When you swap out Dylan Brooks for Kevin Durant and you put Reed out there, it's great. But defensively, they're more of a, all right, well, we got to get stops. We're going to get them.
Yeah.
But I've had to adjust. It took me a little bit, but I had to adjust like, all right, this is an offensive – this is like Golden State. Then they'll get stops when they need to get stops.
Well, I think they'll be an even better defensive team when they stop running that damn zone.
They try to protect people, man.
Like it's Syracuse or something. You gotta sometimes let somebody go out there and sing. Maybe you can't switch with Reed Shepherd. No, not maybe. You can't switch with Reed Shepherd. Okay, fine. But all of this zone defense, like you're playing your high school varsity, or you know, like it's Syracuse or somebody. Look, that's an NBA team on the other side.
Nerve here for you.
Oh, well, I'm just saying, like when they played the Mavs, they beat the Mavs. But P.J. Washington was killing that zone. They lost to the Spurs and gave up all of those offensive rebounds to the Spurs because they weren't boxing out because they weren't man-to-man.
Stop playing
that damn zone defense and you'll be a better defensive team.
And they're not always connected. Like
they don't know what they're doing out there half the time.
Like I remember in a critical point in the fourth quarter of that Spurs game, they gave up a wide-open three.
Yeah.
And then in the next possession, they gave up a dunk.
Well,
and this is late in the fourth quarter of that game.
Yeah, and not to get too technical, but it's because it's a quasi zone. Like they're playing zone, but sometimes they're matching up. Like they're going from zone to man, and it's confusing as I say it, and it's confusing for them to actually go out there and do it.
Both of those plays I'm talking about, it was Reed. Reed was confused, yeah. And I say, well, hell, man, I'd rather Reed get his ass kicked 1-on-1.
He is a liability.
Maybe, but I'm just saying, maybe you know somebody, a shot blocker, will help him.
Yeah.
On the way, other than. Oh, what the hell am I supposed to do here? He just left people wide open.
Yeah.
All right, Rockets tonight. We'll see if they're going to get another win as they face a Blazer team that's been a little frisky this year. They should beat them, though.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, it's been awards time in Major League Baseball. You surprised, by the way, Hunter Brown finished third in the Cy Young?
No, that sounds about right. Sounds about right.
I know Crochet had a really good year, and we talked a lot more Hunter Brown than him. But that was one, and he was pretty far back.
Yeah. Right? Yes. I mean, Scooba was obviously.
And we didn't. Not no surprise there.
Yeah, and I think everybody else was kind of fighting for second place. Hunter finishing third. I think that's right about the place where he should have been.
You get that now, extra comp pick.
Yeah. What is that about? They're just giving picks for no reason. Yeah. I just like finish third, you get an extra pick. Like, okay.
Well, don't nobody know how to draft anyway in baseball. So,
but the MVP award goes in the AL to Aaron Judge. He was the AL MVP for the third time in 4 years. And then Shohei Ohtani is the unanimous winner for the fourth MVP in 5 years. So those two guys have shown to be the best players in baseball. I've got an issue. I think Aaron Judge and Ohtani are the best players in baseball.
Yeah.
Now, Bobby Witt's coming. personal, a little bit too there.
If you say so.
But Bobby Witt.
I agree with you. I agree with you, man. I love me some Bobby Witt Jr.
Hey, so is Cam Smith, guys.
Well, okay, I'm not even going to go down. That felt like a texter right there. All right? That felt like a texter right there. Anyway.
Jeremy Ping is knocking down that door.
You almost got me. Listen, I got no problem with Ohtani, although Schwarber had a hell of a year as well with the Phillies. And I think they were the number one seed. I think they had the best record. Oh, I'm sorry, the Brewers did, but they were the number two seed. But I got a problem. I thought Cal Raleigh should have won the MVP.
I've seen a lot of people on this.
What he did in catching every day, like, and when I say that, this is not a hey, you know, he's a – no, he probably caught like 155 games this year.
Sure.
Right? There wasn't a lot of, hey, man, go DH or go, you know, have the – he caught a lot. And I don't know. Aaron Judge is great, but I thought to me, if you took Cal Raleigh off of that team, and I know Julio had a good year. He was first team all MLB. They're really trying with that. But I think if you take him off that team – like, I just don't think Seattle is anywhere close to where they are. And to me, yes, the Yankees aren't as good, obviously, if you take Judge off. But they had other guys that did things, and their pitching was really good this year. I don't know, man. I'm not going to go off or go crazy, but it felt like to me that Cal Raleigh was the best player in the American League.
Yeah, I thought Aaron Judge was the best player during the season when this discussion was being had in real time. And I still feel that way. I get all of these arguments that people are making about Cal Raleigh doubling up, catching, and hitting all of those home runs that he did. And it was an incredible season. But when you break it down and you can kind of go look at some of the numbers, there just wasn't really much, I think, aside from really just the home runs.
And the RBIs and the
right. Well, I think the home runs and the RBIs are kind of connected there. So I just put those together. But if you look deeper into the numbers, for the most part, Aaron Judge just flat out was the better player. Like, and if you want to grade on the curve of the catching, that's fine. I think it does do Cal Riley a disservice that we don't really have a great way of quantifying catching. People don't necessarily really understand the metrics behind it, and it's just a hard thing to quantify. You kind of just say it, oh, we caught every game, and then you're supposed to be impressed by it. But if you just look at it kind of just empirically, I feel like Aaron Judge was the better player, and there really, for me, isn't much controversy here.
I'm not going to fight you for it, all right? I'm not losing my mind like the people with Davis Mills. I'm not losing my mind there, but I don't know. It felt like Cal Riley, it was his year. All right, coming up as we continue here, again, speaking of Davis Mills and C.J. Stroud, I do not think in any way that Davis Mills should be in anybody's conversation about replacing C.J. Stroud. It is dumb to me. I just want to be honest. I'm not saying you're dumb, but it is dumb to me.
Maybe.
But I think there may be one potential thing we've got to look at that Davis Mills may do better than C.J. That's a good ass tease, y'all. I'm sorry, man.
Y'all come on back.
I'm sorry. We'll do that next.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.